Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Professional Women Entrepreneurs Empowerment Radio. This is your host, Dr. Ramona Holly Major, a.k.a. the Co-Pilot, joining you this evening. Thank you for tuning in for Taxi Into Position radio show this evening. You've just been given your boarding pass, so let's get ready for takeoff. I wanted to share a couple quick housekeeping items. Be sure to check out our Facebook page if you haven't done so. Search PWE Empowerment Radio and like our page for all the latest show information and updates on PWE projects, as well as my Facebook page, Dr. Ramona Holly Major. And that will keep you abreast of all of the latest projects and opportunities going on. So for today's show, let's jump right in. We have our special guest this evening, Ms. Karen Poser-Navratil. She comes with an extensive bio with her education and professional and community experience. And I want to share some highlights with you before we get started. Karen Poser-Navratil is a licensed clinical social worker whose focus includes, however, is not limited to trauma, self-esteem, and depression. Karen received her bachelor's degree in business administration, a master's degree in public administration from Nova Southeastern University, and Karen also received a master's degree in social work from Barry University. To her love for the learning process and her desire to grow and be the teen girls and women she comes in contact with, she obtained the Life Coach certification from Florida International University. She has also been trained in eye movement, desensitization reprocessing, a comprehensive integrative psychotherapy approach, and trauma treatment. Karen recently co-authored The Art of Activation, 24 Laws to Win, to Thrive, to Prosper, to Rise with 23 other women, which was published in 2014. I am excited to have shared this experience with Karen as another co-author on this project, which continues to impact and change lives for the better. Karen is fortunate and grateful to have experienced a myriad of challenges in life. During the midst of each trial, God provided strength. In fact, God's purpose of her life was dependent on those events. Her strength, courage, and faith would ultimately foster a desire to help teen girls and women, especially single mothers, find their authentic, purposeful, and passionate truth. Karen is the CEO and primary psychotherapist at Arise. And that acronym is Accepting, Respecting, Improving, and Self-Evolving, One Support Services, LLC. Karen is a wife and mother of three daughters. Of all else, she is a child of God with purpose and passion who is able to walk through the pain. And we all have had some of that pain we've had to walk through, and her story is awesome. And I am excited to have Ms. Poser-Navratil with us this evening, and she will be sharing her expertise this evening to equip you with the steps needed to get you to your destination by soaring to success in the workplace. I'm just excited. I'm going to introduce and I'm going to welcome Karen to our show, and we're going to share some information about her leadership journey and some golden nuggets for you this evening. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ramona. This is just an awesome opportunity, and I'm appreciative for this opportunity. So thank you so much.
So I wanted to jump right in. I know part of our goal for this radio show is really to address emerging leaders and how other leaders are being successful, what they're doing, and how they've kind of created that success for them. And you've been able to demonstrate that as a leader professionally and community-wise. And so just wanted to start, if you wanted to share some details or some insight into how you have been, what has been your secret to your success, and what has been helpful as you kind of taken on this journey and begin to, as a leader, as an entrepreneur. what you might be able to share with others who are anticipating that journey or are in the process of it.
Yes, well, you know, the idea, the concept that surrounds being a leader and what that means to me, it's taken on so many different facets. I am grateful for the journey because it's been such learning lessons. You know, the secret that I would say the most that has helped me is God, first and foremost, and just being grounded in my faith, because the obstacles and challenges while, you know, going through that journey and while always striving to do better, be better, growing in my leadership and owning, you know, just where I'm at and what I'm doing in life, it's truly been God. And that may sound cliche, and, you know, but truly I decided that, you know, whatever life was throwing at me wasn't going to define me, wasn't going to limit me, and I knew that I wanted better. I knew that my daughters, as a single mother, deserved better. There were times where I thought, I can't do this. I won't be able to get through. And, you know, God just always seemed to provide strength when I just didn't think that it was going to happen. So, you know, my main secret is just my faith, determination, and again, going back to those obstacles and challenges and just constantly staying in a place of perseverance and just accepting the fact that life is going to give me some pitfalls personally and professionally, and yet at the same time just keeping my face forward and just constantly being on the grind. You know, there's been many a nights of no sleep, many a days of no sleep,
yes,
but knowing always knowing what my
yes
focus was, always knowing what my goal was, and just keeping forward to that.
Yes, I say the late nights are easy. It's the early mornings that are tough.
That is so true. That is so true. I can definitely stay up for 4, and I can do what I have to do. But whoa, that getting up,
yes,
another thing altogether.
Yes, so that is part of the. You know, I always say, you know, when we look to change and transformation and to next level, there's always some level of sacrifice there. And I think sometimes
yeah
people don't understand that, or they feel like, well, why should I have to sacrifice anything to do it? But there's always something that is going to give. And you and I have similar stories, you know, having been a single mother and kind of went down that route and going back to school. And, you know, vacation time was used to study for exams, not for
yeah
vacation. And you know, and you have to decide, like, what are you willing to give? I can't go to every practice, but I can get to the game.
Yes.
So you really have to find some balance in there. Otherwise, you will stress yourself to the point where you quit because you're not willing to make the sacrifice and you think you can do it all. And,
right,
you know, I think that's where that superwoman mentality comes in, where you're like, I need to be superwoman, and we think that's great, but it's like, you know, we need to be human and realize that there's only 24 hours in a day.
Yeah, definitely. I know that while going to school, you know, exactly what you said, it's a matter of, okay, well, I've got exams, I've got papers, and I've got two girls who are looking at
yeah
me to be present at everything. And there's just that sacrifice that needed to take place because, again, I had to persevere and I had to keep that determination of what my focal point was because I knew that my end game was going to not only be better for me but for them. So I had to sacrifice
yeah
the dance rehearsal today because I know that my income bracket and my ability to provide in the future will be greater. And so, you know,
yes,
it really comes down to what can I do to be the best and present mom that I can be, but also
yes
what, you know, and again, finding that balance on doing what I need to do to be the better Karen that I can be.
So it is, and you need some, you need to believe in something higher than yourself. You have to have faith to get through when, you know, you're going through that moment. You have to believe that, you know, this is, this is temporary, you know, and this too shall pass.
Very much so.
Just have to,
you know, and at the same time, I recognize the difficulties of those sacrifices, of trying to find self-care, of, you know, trying to emerge as a leader in whatever it is that you're doing. I recognize those sacrifices. And, you know, although I'm married now and my life is so much different than, you know, where I was pre, you know, when I'm talking about being a single mom of my girls. But it's what has driven me to go back and tap into the single moms that are out there, because there are some leaders in those single moms, and they haven't found that leadership that's within them. They haven't found, you know, what is it that they need in order to make those changes. And so it is such an honor for me to work with single mothers who sometimes forgot their aspirations. Sometimes, you know, they became a mother and every identity of who they were before is gone. And I want them to remember, you know what, I had a dream. I wanted to be the president of my own company. I wanted to go back to school. I wanted to strive for so much more. And I want to just remind them, you can't give up. You cannot absolutely give up. You know, there is something inside of you that's desiring so much more than you're allowing to take place, and it's not fair to you or your kids. And it's when I talk with a mother and I work with a mother, and to see the light starting to flicker, and to see the smile that's gleaming in their eyes, because it's like, wow, I can be present. I don't have to, you know, be a non-existent mother, or, you know, give up but I don't have to give up on my dreams either. And, you know, it's amazing. It's so amazing.
And when they see somebody that has done it, and it allows them to see that it's possible. Because sometimes when somebody is talking to you that you don't feel like has experienced what you did, it's hard for you to relate or understand or think they truly understand. And I know that was really my driving force, because I didn't want my daughter to be my excuse for why I didn't achieve my success.
Right.
And really saying, this isn't, if I don't do it, it's because I didn't do it, or because I chose not to do it, not because of my circumstance. And not even just single motherhood, just a lot of things that can impact us in terms of focusing on our circumstance and thinking that all has been lost. But really, going above and beyond that, and again going back to, this is temporary, how do I move forward? You got to make adjustments and you got to shift things around, but it's possible if we are determined and we're willing to make that commitment to do it. And having somebody to support you is so key to being able to do that. And that kind of goes into my next question, in terms of, if you can name a person or someone who has had a tremendous impact on you as a leader, someone who has been a mentor to you, or and why and how they had an impact on you, because I think that's critical to people being able to get past their circumstance, even if there's not circumstance, to be able to next level or get to achieve their goals.
Right. I've got to tell you that it's not just any one person, but truly a myriad of several women. My mother, honestly, being one of them. My mother raised me as a single mother. She was a registered nurse, and she, you know, just watching her everything for me, and watching her determination was to make sure that I emerged to do better and be better, you know, and there were a lot of struggles, and I watched her, and just wanting her to be proud of me, because she has done so much for me. And, you know, there are many women like that in my life. I do have a professor from one of my graduate schools, and she played such an amazing role in my life. I truly look at this woman as a mentor, as such a strong, amazing woman. She she was that professor that when the first day of class kind of got under my skin and I thought, why won't this woman let up on me? And, you know, again, it's when she saw something more in me, and she worked hard. She worked hard to make sure she pulled out the best. I don't know if her strategy was necessarily the nicest, but she accomplished so much. And she, you know, she was just such a pivotal person in who I am today. And I look to her years later, I look to her and, you know, just constantly we'll talk about her, go to her and wanting her feedback, because she just really had such an impact on how I look at, you know, societal policies and just where I fit in on a macro and micro level in the social work scheme of things. So she really played a big impact. But, you know, I've come across so many great women, so many strong women, you know, within my family, within my community. Mm-hmm. You know, the event that I have coming up on Saturday, it's titled, you know, partially Mother's Village Project. And I've been asked quite a few times, you know, where did that come from? And it's really about a village mentality, because a lot of the things that I have achieved, I could not have achieved without my village. So whether it be that my village was my mentors or just my girlfriends helping me out, it was truly, and still is, and I see it more and more every day, it's just my village. And there's so much that I'm learning from my village partners, as I call them. And so those are, you know, my mentors as well. And, so it's more than one person that I could even say.
Yeah, and I think that's important too. I think it's important to have a mentor, and the same in terms of, you know, I've had different people at different points in my life and in different areas of my life to be able to provide that support, so that people realize one person isn't going to be able to give you everything you need.
Right.
And that's why it's nice to have that village or that tribe, as some say, or that circle of influence around you is so key in terms of your development and being able to hit those success markers you've created for yourself.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, navigating through life without having that circle, it just makes the task a lot more daunting, and it's not necessary.
Yes. And so in terms of when you think about, you know, people who have mentored you along the way, and I'm sure yourself mentoring others in terms of developing people with your programming and just personally, you know, in terms of what characteristic or a characteristic that you believe every leader should possess, what is something we should all be thinking we should possess if we want to be, you know, a leader to others and to ourselves?
I think painting an ethical compass. I see sometimes where people start off with this idea of what they're going to accomplish, how they're going to give back, all of the great, wonderful things that they plan on doing once they've gotten to a certain level, a leadership position, whatever you want to call it. And yet, you know, through the climb to get to that position, they seem to forget some of the things that, you know, the reasons why they went in to do what they were doing.
Right.
And just, you know, maintaining a sense of humility and just an ethical compass. And you know, I think that's important as an individual who's mentoring, who's a mentee, who's a leader, who is working on leadership. It's just, it's so vital vitally important to maintain relationships and good wholesome relationships is just being ethical to self. I mean, not forgetting, you know, what your moral values are, and it's disheartening when you see people who have forgotten these things, and it's just it's just very important.
It is so much in terms of, you know, just remembering those promises we made to ourselves early on, because it's easy to, you know, we all say, God, if I get this, I'm going to do this. And you know, people keep moving on, or, you know, Mom, if you buy me a new car, I'm going to do this, or whatever that case is. And then once you get what you wanted, you know, do you remember to, in a sense, the promises you made yourself and to give back? Because I think it's always important we get where we are because of assistance and influence of others, and how do we reciprocate that we're always giving at least what we're receiving, if not the opportunity to give more.
Right. So,
I think that.
Yeah.
And it's, I know. And, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
And I know when when people think of leaders and managers and supervisors, it's so glamorized and people think, I want to do that. But in knowing in terms of being a leader, we know there's challenges facing leaders, particularly today. So is there something that you would want to share in terms of people to be mindful? We know that ethical compass is important and something people need to be mindful, but if you wanted to say watch out, as you're growing into that leadership role, or if you're a relatively new leader, this is something that you might challenge and kind of be prepared for or head off if possible.
I think in just a couple things. One, recognizing that when you're looking to grow, that you make yourself available to those who can pour into you, that you are humble enough to understand that, you know, the person that may be younger than you or maybe a different gender or a different race, that is the person that you may need to learn from, and to keep that in mind.
Yeah.
That's one. Two, just understanding again that this is a process. It is not an overnight situation. There are going to be those late nights. There are going to be, as we were discussing before, those sacrifices. It's absolutely impossible to think I'm going to just step into a leadership role and I have no history of a sacrifice that's taken place. Absolutely impossible. And but, you know, going into it and being mindful of the fact that these things are going to take place, it's not going to make it easier necessarily, but you're prepared for it. It's not going to be that surprise or that hiccup. Oh, my goodness, you know, I've got to stay, you know, after 8. I've got to put in an extra hour. What is that about? You know, you're prepared, and you have an understanding that there are things that are going to need to take place, and you just have to know that you're going into it because there is, again, that end game. What is your end game? What is it that you want?
Yes, because it's not all in the job description.
No, it isn't.
And kind of with that, you know, in terms of, and we've talked about, you know, giving some advice to new leaders and some resources. Is there a resource or something that you use that has really been insightful for you, whether it was a book or a course, or, you know, you have numerous degrees, but something that you did that really helped you in terms of your growth?
Definitely reading. My daughters will say that I'm a nerd, and I'm okay with that, but I love reading. I absolutely, absolutely love reading. And so, you know, No Excuses by, you know, Brian Tracy, or Become a Better You by Joel Osteen. You know, there's all of these inspirational, motivational books, and they're just wonderful reads, whether it's just a one word, a one sentence, a one chapter, whatever it is. There's always something there that's a takeaway, and that me imparts, you know, what is it that I need at that moment.
And I keep all these books, and, you know, every once in a while I will reread something. It's dog-eared, and I'll go and check a particular area because I'm constantly wanting to grow. I'm fortunate right now that I'm working with Lucinda Cross. And,
yes.
Woo, that is, whoa.
It's powerful.
I get off the phone with her, and my head is spinning because she is so knowledgeable. And she's like pouring and talking, and I'm like, okay, lady, let's back up 10 minutes because she's just a wealth of information, and I'm grateful for all of her knowledge, but it's trying to compartmentalize everything so it doesn't seem so overwhelming. But it's such great. She's a resource. I mean,
She is a resource. Yeah,
the eighth
I'm like, I get off of there with lots of homework to do.
Yeah. So let's go back to the first 10 minutes of our call because you said something.
Yes.
I'm still trying to process that.
So you have a lot of options and choices.
Yeah.
So I know we're coming to the end of our call, and we will be bringing Cindy on next week. I'll share a little more information in a moment on that, but if quickly you could share with us what you are doing to ensure your continued growth and develop as a leader. And you shared you are a coach and a licensed counselor and provider, and yet you still seek coaching and mentoring and guidance from others in terms of helping you achieve your growth and to continue to develop and lead. You know, my motto is that you never know everything.
Right.
And so
right.
You continue to invest in yourself. There's always an opportunity to invest in yourself.
Yeah, you know, you're never too old where information cannot be handed down to you. I learned from my daughters, you know, there's always an opportunity. There's always a situation that lends a learning experience. And I'm grateful for those little tidbits because it just enhances what I can deliver even more.
Yes. So this has been an awesome conversation. I am so glad, and you know, I know this was a last-minute adjustment in our radio schedule for today, and you were such a team player and part of our Activate family, and you just stepped right up to the plate.
Woo!
And
down
to the wire and came on here and represented the Activate family and shared what your vision is, and I appreciate it so much for you being able to take the time to join us
join
me this evening.
Thank you.
It's been
a pleasure. It's been great.
Thank you. And so I just want to, again, thank Karen for joining us this evening. She's shared a wealth of knowledge and her experiences, and I know there are some golden nuggets of information that you can take away and put into your toolkit to be able to use for inspiration and to continue the work that you're doing. Karen, you are doing good work, and Saturday I wish you well with your workshop for single mothers in terms of keeping their dreams alive and inspiring them to be able to achieve their own success and whatever way they define that. And, you know, keep doing what you're doing. You are making a difference in the lives of women and families.
And that's
wonderful.
What it's all about. It's not just about the single mother. It's the transformation of the family, the generations that could ultimately be changed because of that one decision.
Yes. So I want everybody to join us in April. Our theme for April will be business relationships. Our special guest on April 1st will be Lucinda Cross. She is the vision board queen, and she will share how she is building her tribe and her empire. You've seen her Essence, Today Show, New York Post, to name a few. So tune in on the first Wednesday of April to hear how she started her journey and is achieving great success. Thank you for joining us. I end you with this affirmation, and not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love. by Mother Teresa. So what small thing can you do this week to show someone you care? So, Karen, are you on?
Oh, yeah, I thought I lost you for a second. I'm sorry.
So,
yes,
the recording has left. So thank you so much again. I appreciate it.
No worries.
It has been a great show. And I will have to bring you back so you can talk about one of your topics. And you've had some time to prep and share really what you do and how you do it.
That would be great. You know, with this conference coming up, I've been Team No Sleep for a couple of days now. But, you know, I do have my private practice as a licensed psychotherapist, and I pretty much see any amount of clients. But I really do want to focus more on single mothers, not just from a coaching or programming standpoint, but from that mental, emotional side.
Yeah.
Of just working through the process of being a single mother and some of the traumas and the different things that take place and even the children as a result of separate households. So I'd love to be able to come back and when I've probably had more than 2 hours of sleep.
Yes, and the thought of your upcoming workshop on your mind as well.
My first event, and I'm starting it off with an all-day conference. I mean, talk about just stepping out on faith. Never done a conference, and I'm going to start off with an all-day one. Yes, okay.
That's great. I mean, I did a virtual one, and I'm telling you, it was exhausting. I thought doing it virtually would be easier, make a difference.
Easier.
But it was like, you know, 12 speakers in 3 days. That was a lot of going on, and then things happened behind the scenes, and it was like, oh, I still got to get this done. So I wish you much success on Saturday. I know it will be fabulous. We have a fabulous lineup of women to support your initiative on Saturday. And I know it will definitely impact the women who have decided it's time for them to stop procrastinating and what we say, take action, and they're going to show up. Those are the people that are coming with at least a desire to begin to see what those next steps are and how do they move forward. So I think it's awesome.
Thank you. I definitely, you know, the stress of the ticket sales and, you know, just everything that's involved in this.
Right.
And then,
so there's
investment of time
and resources.
Yeah. And, you know, I just finally said, God, you know, the women that desire the value that's here and find benefit and find value and, you know, the people who are meant to be here, I know that you'll have them here. I have a couple of women that are driving down from Orlando. And so they see value. And this is going to be great just because I know who he is putting in those seats. And then I just, at that point, I was like, I'm just leaving it alone. Whoever's meant to be there will be there.
And that's who I'm going to speak to. They're ready to receive it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, my dear. Thank you again. It was wonderful.
Well,
congratulations on your show and all much success. So other than the show, what else are you do you have in store?
I just finished up an ebook, a leadership ebook.
Nice.
I'm trying to get more grounded in the leadership and the credibility. So it was like doing the leadership ebook, doing the leadership radio show. So starting because I've been using Lucinda too. So for me, this year, so to speak, was really for me, my focus was about exposure and awareness.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of in the beginning, I was like, I'm not going to be able to book. And now I have so much stuff, I have to really go back to my calendar and say, can I really add that on? I have time to do that? Because I didn't realize, because in the beginning, you're just taking everything because you're like, I got to get exposure. And then I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, every other day I have something booked. And it gets overwhelming. And I still have a full-time job that I'm balancing in this transition.
Wow.
So it was really, I had to like reprioritize and start to be strategic about the things that I do. And all of them aren't necessarily paid opportunities, but if I see opportunity for either exposure or even something to add to the vita, so when I apply to other conferences and stuff, I can say I've done this and started to build up my credibility as an entrepreneur. Even though I can say I did this for this company and this company, they like to see that you kind of didn't get in the door because you worked at Crowley, you got there because you are Ramona.
Right.
So that's been a big focus. So my goal was aggressive to touch 10,000 emerging leaders this year. So everything I do, whether it's the radio show or somebody else's radio show or workshop, those are allowing me to touch people in terms of emerging leaders. So I have a number of presentations and stuff, probably at least two a month, and I've tried to like start to control that. But this has been wild.
Well,
and so we underestimate ourselves sometimes too.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So
but I was just going to say one of the things, it's so interesting, you know, because you're absolutely right. We do underestimate. We see, you know, all of these things taking place and it starts to look like this mountain, you know, how are we going to get over it? But then, you know, when you start looking back at challenges or obstacles that you have faced and you've overcome successfully, it's like you know, just finding tapping into that strength that got you through that previous situation. And, you know, because this current situation does not necessarily resemble that of the situation from 10 years ago, we don't think to use the same strength, or we don't think that we can overcome it because it looks so different. Where when you break it down to its most minute self, it's the same. You are the person that can overcome it, and it's just we put more of distrust in ourselves and our ability to do, not realizing we've already done many times over.
Yes. And sometimes you say, I did this as a single mother, working full-time, going to school full-time. I got this. And you have to sometimes reflect on what you've done, because we forget.
Mm-hmm.
Once we do it, we forget we've done it.
Yeah. So true.
And I know you probably, I mean, I saw your website, your new website, and you're working on some, Lucinda has you working on products, or was the conference kind of like your catalyst for everything and helping you zone in?
It's been an interesting ride, and you know, just you know, like you said, it's a matter of all of a sudden you open one door and another door has opened from that, and it's just this ongoing availability of just opportunities that take place, and it's like, okay, whoa, what, you know, there's all this stuff going on. You're talking about, you know, products or programs and, you know, speaking engagements. It's, okay, all righty then. So it's rather interesting, and, you know, being, you know, even though my older kids are much older, you know, just being a mother to three and a wife, and just the ongoing personal and professional, and you know, I didn't even say I'm actually an adjunct professor at Barry University now, so I've now added that.
Congratulations!
Just, you know, thank you. So the plate gets full, and it kind of gets a little stressful, but hey.
Yeah.
What would life be with having too much time on your hands?
Yes. As soon as it frees up, we find something else to fill that void, and then.
Yeah, so. Very true.
So,
all right,
I will reach out to you to do something in the near future. And again, I wish you much success on Saturday, and we will be in touch.
Yes, thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Bye.